Hi, and welcome to The Civ. I'm Karen Anderson, and this is the podcast where we slow down, lean in, and have honest conversations about the core values that shape our lives, our work, and all the decisions we make along the way. Each week, I'll be joined by fascinating guests from all walks of life, artists, entrepreneurs, storytellers, and everyday folk, to explore what matters most to them, how they stay true to themselves and make decisions that feel good when life gets messy. So wherever you are, thank you for listening. I hope this conversation leaves you inspired, a little curious, and maybe even with a new perspective to take into your own life. Let's get into it. Hi, I'm Karen, and this is The Civ. So this is the space I've created to have honest, curious conversation about what really matters in life, in business, and in the choices that we make every day. Before we jump into future episodes, you know, the interviews, the ideas, the questions, I wanted to take this first one to talk to you, just me and you. I thought I'd do that with a cup of tea. I wanted to tell you where this all comes from, why I'm making this podcast, and what I hope it becomes for me and for us. So I'm recording this one from my kitchen here at Fossilby Stables, our family-run modern country estate in beautiful Perthshire, Scotland. It's home to me, my parents Moira and Gordon, my children Cora and Callan, my partner John, and lots of animals. My dad worked in finance, my mum was a singer, and I grew up in and around Edinburgh, and it was a childhood full of horses and then more horses. After school, I spent a few years working in community projects using my sociology degree to support vulnerable groups, but it probably surprised no one when I followed my heart back to horses, building a career around caring for and training them. We bought Fossilby Stables in 2011, originally to house my equestrian business, KA Equestrian, but really we had a bigger dream to build a more sustainable and intentional way of living. I didn't want to live a fast life anymore. I didn't want the days to rush past unnoticed. I wanted to live them and to create something really grounded and real and lasting. And at the time, things were full on. The business was growing really fast. But I was renting a yard 30 minutes from where I was living, where I was pouring time and money into a setup that didn't really quite fit. I'd taken on far too much financially and emotionally. And then I found out I was pregnant with Cora, and suddenly the pace I'd been keeping felt completely unsustainable. Over dinner in a gorgeous Thai restaurant in London with my mum and dad, we started talking about the lives we would really want to lead. And I think we were all craving something much slower, more rooted. We wanted to grow our own food and using organic, regenerative methods. We're all vegetarians here, so we're veggies all the way. We wanted to spend more time as a family. I wanted my horses in the back garden. I wanted more animals. And I wanted the chance to share this life with others. I think that conversation led to the biggest change of our lives. And on the 30th of June 2011, we took the keys to Fossilby Stables. Suddenly we had 30 plus acres. I've never really been quite sure how many we've got. But as first time landowners, we quickly learned that caring for this place was a full-time job in itself. Callan arrived not long after Cora, and life got even busier. We'd imagined this peaceful, slow, purposeful lifestyle. And while that was true in many ways, we totally underestimated how much work it takes to build and maintain something like this. Like, over the years, we've learned a lot. We've learned how to grow vegetables and feed ourselves, and how to adopt sustainable methods, and how to build new branches of the business. You know, our holiday lodge and the potting shed farm shop, the kids clubs, the events, and more. We even got an outdoor nursery on site run by Cora and Callan's dad. It's been a ride. It's been a beautiful, challenging, rewarding, ever-evolving ride. And while I could do a whole other podcast about the highs and lows of running Fossilby Stables, I know those stories will weave their way into the conversations I'll be having with my guests here anyway. Early on, though, we realised we needed a framework, a way to make decisions that felt right, even when things were tough or tempting. And we sat down as a family and scribbled down loads and loads of words that we felt captured what mattered most to us. We started with about 40 words, but we landed on three core values: nurture, harmony, and sustainability. These three words have guided us ever since. They've helped us stay focused when distractions have come up. They've held us steady through really tough decisions, and they've brought us back together when our opinions differed. They've also guided me personally. I think in early 2023, my marriage ended and life as I knew it shifted dramatically. In that moment of upheaval, I turned back to those core values. I could see clearly at that point how far I'd come from the life I truly wanted to be living and who I really was. These core values, they reminded me of what mattered, and they became my compass as I began to rebuild. With the support of, you know, my friends and my family and John, I can genuinely say I've created a life I love again, one that feels calm and full of meaning and full of hope. And I wake up each day feeling so grounded and ready for whatever comes next. So why The Sieve? Well, the name came to me while I was trying to find a way of describing what I've been doing, not just in the last couple of years, but for my whole entire life, really. I've always been seeking clarity, trying to figure out what matters, what's worth holding on to and what to let go of. I've been asking big questions and having long chats and listening carefully, writing things down, reflecting, adjusting. And I guess at the heart of it has been this quiet, constant process of sifting, you know, like you do with flour, you know, shaking it through the sieve to get rid of the lumps and the bits that don't serve, you know, the recipe. What's left is something more finer, more workable and more true. And I think life is a bit like that. We take in ideas and advice, experiences and lots of other people's opinions. And eventually, though, don't we? We have to sift through it all and find out what we believe and what we want and how we want to live. And this podcast, it's my attempt to do just that, to explore how people from all walks of life make decisions that shape who they are and what they create. I'm interested in what motivates people, what anchors them, and how they navigate the tension between, you know, outside expectations and inner truth. And I wanted to know what values they hold dear and how they stay close to them when life gets really noisy and hard. I'm also doing this for myself because I'm still learning. I think we all are. And I believe there's so much wisdom in honest, intimate conversations, especially when they're not polished and performative. I want The Sieve to be that space where we can all slow down and tune in and get inspired, not by perfect lives, but by thoughtful ones. Whether I'm speaking to artists, business owners, farmers, activists, parents, musicians, whoever, I'll be asking the same kinds of questions. You know, what do you believe in? What guides you? What are you choosing to let go of right now? What are you trying to keep close? So that's what the sieve is about. It's about slowing down, sifting carefully, and finding clarity in life. Maybe as well, just learning how to build lives that feel more aligned and joyful and more true to us. So let's talk about values. I think we all have them, whether we've taken the time to name them or not. They're the quiet undercurrents shaping how we move in the world, you know, how we respond to change, how we make decisions. And for me, naming mine, really claiming them, has been one of the most important things I've ever done. As I mentioned earlier, we chose three core values early on to guide the work that we're doing at Fossilwee Stables: nurture, harmony, and sustainability. And at the time, they were meant to help with business decisions. But over the years, I realised they weren't just guiding the business, they were guiding me. And when my life shifted back in 2023, I came back to those three words like you would a lighthouse. They helped me remember what I stood for, even when I felt completely untethered. And over time, they became more than business values. They became personal ones and acted like, you know, anchors or compass points. So let me tell you what they mean to me. So nurture is about care, real deep care for the land, yes, but also for people and for relationships and creativity and for ourselves. It's about giving things the space and the time they need to grow. It's about being gentle and intentional, even when it would be easier to rush or force. Harmony is about alignment within ourselves, you know, between one another and within the natural world. It's not about perfection or balance in the Instagram sense, but about listening for the places where things are feeling off and finding ways to bring them back into sync. For me, that's about truth. It's knowing that beauty often lives in the quiet, small decisions, you know, the ones that honour the head and the heart. And sustainability is about longevity. It's not just environmental, although that's a big part of it for us, but in every area of life. Is this way of working, is this relationship, is this routine, is it sustainable? Can I keep showing up day after day and still feel good about this and still feel like me? It's about resisting burnout culture and quick fixes and short-term thinking in favour of building something really nourishing. And these values, they haven't always made life easier. In fact, sometimes they've made things harder. They've meant saying no to tempting opportunities, you know, walking away from people and situations that didn't align and sitting in the discomfort of uncertainty. You know, I've been there a lot. But I can honestly say they've never led me wrong. They've helped me build a life and a business that I feel truly at home in. And they'll be the thread, I'm sure, running through every conversation I have on the Civ, quietly, you know, shaping the questions I ask and the stories I seek in the space that I'll try to hold. So what do I hope to learn through the Civ? Honestly, so much. This podcast for me isn't about arriving with all the answers. It's about showing up with curiosity. I've reached a point in my life where I feel more rooted than ever, but I'm also wide open. I want to keep growing and keep questioning and keep deepening my understanding of what it means to live in alignment with who I really am. And I know I can't do that in a vacuum. I want to learn how to do it, how other people do it, how they make the hard decisions, how they navigate change when things get really tough. What is it they return to? I want to hear about the values they've kept since childhood and the ones they've had to fight for and reclaim or completely redefine for themselves. I want to know how people balance ambition with, you know, stillness, responsibility with freedom, and truth with kindness. I'm especially interested in the stuff that we don't often talk about, you know, the doubt and the discomfort and the in between seasons in life where things don't quite make sense yet. Because I think in those moments, they're when we're most human and most real. I also want to learn how to be a better listener, be more present and less reactive, how to hold space without rushing in to fill the silence. And that's something I'm actively practicing, and I'm sure that the Civ will be part of that practice. Ultimately, though, I hope these conversations give me and you a richer, more layered understanding of what matters. I'm not looking for perfect blueprints. I'm looking for clues and patterns and possibilities, ideas, different ways of doing things and different definitions of success. And I want to gather all those threads and see what they reveal. And I also hope that in doing so, I learn how to live more fully and more gently and more bravely and more in tune with my own values. Because I think that's all what we're all trying to do, right? In one way or another. And sometimes the best way to figure it all out is just to sit down and talk it through and just listen. So that's it for this first episode. Thank you so much for being here and listening and for allowing me to share a little bit of my story and the heart behind the Civ, the values that are going to hold it all together. This space is something I've been quietly dreaming about for a long time, and I'm so grateful to finally be bringing it to life. I hope it becomes a place that you can return to, not just for inspiration, but for grounding and reflection and maybe even a few wee nudges towards the life you're trying to build. Next week, I'm so excited, I'll be joined by the absolutely brilliant David Flynn, who's one half of the twin brothers behind The Happy Pair. If you know them already, you'll know they bring so much energy and heart and purpose to everything they do. And if you don't know them, you're in for a real treat. We talk about food and family and business and belief systems and the deep values that guide his work and his life. It's a beautiful conversation, and I can't wait to share it with you. Until then, take care, go gently, and keep sifting.